Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
Okay. So yesterday we saw Lord Rama got married to Sita, isn't it? Actually, at the same time, 4 marriages were performed. Lord Rama got married to Sita, Lakshmana got married to Urmila, and Bharata got married to Mandavi, and Shatrughna got married to Shrutakirti. These 3 were her sisters. Janaka also had a brother who had 3 daughters. So those 3 daughters got married to the 3 brothers of Lord Rama. Do you want to repeat? Lord Rama got married to Sita.
Okay.
And Lakshmana got married to Urmila. Lakshmana got married to Urmila. You remember these names, na? Tomorrow I'll ask you. Lakshmana got married to Urmila. Then Bharata got married to Mandavi. And Shatrughna got married to Shrutakirti. What did I say? Shrutakirti. All of you got it? Shrutakirti. Shrutakirti. Okay. Hare Krishna. So all of you got it? So then after this marriage, they all... Then all the 4 of them, along with their wives and Dashrath Maharaj, along with his wives and all of them, they were returning. Now where they are? They are in?
Ayodhya.
Okay. So from Mithila, now they are going back to Ayodhya. But when they were going back, suddenly it became very dark. And big sound was there. So they all got, oh, what happened? They were wondering who is coming now. And actually, Parashurama was coming. Parashurama came and then he told Rama, how dare you break the bow of Lord Shiva? So then if you think you are more powerful, Parashuram had whose bow? Who remembers?
Shiva. Shiva. No,
Vishnu.
Who is the father of Parashuram?
Father of Parashuram?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jamadagni, yes. Jamadagni. So Jamadagni is Richika Rishi's son is Jamadagni. Jamadagni's son is Parashurama. So Parashurama said, if you think you are so great that you can break the bow of Lord Shiva, now let me see, are you able to handle with this bow? And that bow also, Lord Rama, he while stringing it, he broke it. So, this way he destroyed the, see it's written na, that Bharat, see that line is there no? Bhargava Darpa Vinashakaram, that is Rama who destroyed the arrogance of Parashurama. That is the meaning of that line. And then, now we go to, then after that they went to Ayodhya and everyone was very happy and all. Then one day, Dasharatha, he called many of the senior people in his kingdom. And he said, now I think I am getting old. So, I mean, not I think I am getting old. I feel I am getting old. So, I feel, you know, I should coronate Lord Rama as the king of Ayodhya. So, everyone was there. Yes, yes. A very good decision. We should do Lord Rama as the king. Everyone was so happy. The full of Ayodhya was so happy. So, jubilant. Oh, wonderful. The celebration is going to be done. Lord Rama is going to become the king of Ayodhya. Everyone was very happy. Kaushalya was happy. Everyone was happy. But there was one lady.
No.
Who?
Mantra.
When she heard, she was seeing everyone is happy. She asked one person, why are you happy? So they said, you don't know? Lord Rama is going to become the king of Ayodhya. What? So she got a shock in her heart. She went to Kaikeyi and she said, you know, Kaikeyi was just dressing up herself or doing some this thing. Yeah, mantra. Mantra is... mantra is the maid servant of Kaikeyi. In Dasharatha's palace, there were 350... In Dashrata's palace, there were 350 maid servants. Bais. by, you can say, 350 wives they had. And in that, one of the leader, you can say, and she was serving Kaikeyi, was this one, Mantra. And she heard this. Actually, she had come from the place where Kaikeyi was. She was with Kaikeyi from her birth. So she came from her house itself. So when she heard, she got angry and she started shouting at Kaikeyi, "What is this? You are doing all these things and there Lord Rama is going to become the king of Ayodhya." "What? You said Lord Rama is going to become king of Ayodhya? Such a good news you gave me." She gave her a necklace. She said, "Are you gone mad? If Lord Rama becomes the king of Ayodhya, then Kaushalya will rule. You will become her servant. He will not be you won't have any demand." Then Kaikeyi said, no, this all will not happen. Lord Rama is my favorite son. Although actually Kaikeyi loved Rama like anything. No one was there who hated Lord Rama. So she said, when Rama becomes, no, nothing will happen. But she was so bad, she filled all poison in the heart of Kaikeyi. Why did she do this? Because up till now, because Kaikeyi was one of the favorite queens of Dashratha because of her beauty. She was the favorite queen, and because she was the favorite queen, she was always favoring Mantra. Mantra was always wearing silk, maid servant, but she was wearing always silk clothes, so many ornaments and all. But now, if Rama becomes the king, then she may not have demand, no? Right? If then Kaikeyi will not have demand. If Kaikeyi is not having demand, then she will not have demand. That is why she started filling poison in, so much poison in the ears of Kaikeyi, that the good heart of Kaikeyi got transformed. She was such a nice person. That is why you should always associate with good people. It's very difficult for us to recognize at this age. That is why you should pray every day to the Lord in the morning. "Please make me associate only with good people who will teach me good things, not the people who will teach you bad things." So this, every day you should pray in the morning to Krishna. So this mantra, she told to Kaikeyi, that she reminded her that long before, once Dasharatha had a fight with one of the kings. He had a battle, but at that time he was wounded terribly. Dasharatha was wounded. Wounded means he got hurt. So Kaikeyi, what she did, she also was there as a sarathi, that is the one who rides the chariot of Dasharatha. She immediately pulled the chariot of Dasharatha in the side and she started healing that wound. She started putting some medicinal herbs, that this, and somehow she made Dasharatha to get over his wounds. So he felt very happy. So he told to Kaikeyi that, "I give you two boons, two wishes. Whatever you want, you ask me, I will give you." So Kaikeyi said, "I am very happy now, I don't want anything. But some other time, if at all I really require something, I'll ask you." Now this mantra, she told to Kaikeyi, "You remember those two boons? Now is the time you use those two boons." And what was the two boons? Mantra taught Kaikeyi that you tell Dasharatha to send, to make Bharata as the king of Ayodhya. And then, not only, and the second is, give that book here. So this you send, this is very important, all of you please pay attention. You send, make Bharata as the king of Ayodhya, and you send Rama to the forest for 14 years, and he should not wear royal clothes, he should only wear tree bark, and he should eat only roots and fruits. This was her condition. That is what mantra taught Kaikeyi. And Kaikeyi, because she heard all this nonsense from Mantra's lips, her heart got contaminated, and she threw off all her ornaments. She wore very dull dress, and she opened all her hair. Normally, girls and ladies, they should always comb their hair nicely. You should never leave your hair open. That's all. It's not an auspicious sign. The same, you should not grow your nails very big. This is not good. It's not auspicious. It's a good habit. In your school, they say you should have clean nails. That's a very good habit. And biting nails. Please don't bite nails. It's very bad. All the germs in your nails will go inside your mouth. Understood? You should not have these bad habits. Anyway, so Kaikeyi, her hair was spread and she was wearing some old black, some dark sari, and she was sitting in one bhavan called Kob Bhavan. Kob Bhavan means a bhavan in which angry bhavan, you can say like that. So then Dasharatha was so happy. All arrangements were made for Rama as the king. So he was checking everywhere, is everything okay? He was going to all the places. Everyone, Sita Devi was happy, Lord Rama was happy. Everyone was so happy. At that time Dasharatha just, he came to know that his second wife Kaikeyi is in the, this thing. She's very, what to say, very lonely and she's in some room. So he went to see her, and when he went to see Kaikeyi in this condition, normally he always sees her, you know, dressed up very nicely, very beautiful. So he said, what happened to Kaikeyi? Why are you like this? So she said that, you remember those two boons? So then Dasharatha, yes, I never forgot. So then I want those two boons. So then, that's okay. So, that's not so important. Now it is important. Ramayana is important. So, this Kaikeyi said that, do you remember those two boons? So, Dasharatha said, yes, I remember those two boons. You want them now? You can ask them. I can give you whatever you want for you, my sweetheart. I'll give you anything. Dasharatha was so happy because Rama is going to become the king of Ayodhya tomorrow. So happy, he was jubilant. So, Kaikeyi said that my two boons are, one is, instead of Lord Rama becoming the king of Ayodhya, let my son Bharata become the king of Ayodhya. It was a shock for Dasharatha. Said, what? So then she said, why? No, you said you're going to give me two boons. You promised me. You took the promise of all the kings that belong to your dynasty. Do you want to give a bad reputation to that? You vowed, you promised that you are going to give me that. So then Dasharatha was almost heartbroken. On that, then he said, what is the second boon? She said, the second boon is, I want Lord Rama to go to exile for 14 years. And he should stay in the forest. He should sleep on the ground. He should not sleep on a cot. He should wear bark trees only and no royal clothes at all. And he should eat roots and fruits. Dasharatha's heart was totally broken. He had to hear this shock. It was so difficult for him. Even see, if you remember, when he had to go with Vishwamitra Muni, he was feeling so sad. How can I stay without Lord Rama? He couldn't even stay without Lord Rama for 1 second. Now he has to save. So Dasharatha said, see, if you want, I can make Bharata as the king. That's not a problem. But why are you sending Rama to the forest? Let Rama be with me. I can't stay without Lord Rama. I will die. Kaikeyi said, I don't care. You promised me these two boons. Now why are you withdrawing? Then Dasharatha was totally, you know, he almost fell unconscious with full tears in his eyes. He sat down, you know, he was motionless. And it became early morning. This all happened in the night. Just imagine how Dasharatha will feel. It all happened in the night, and in the morning, Sumantra, the minister of Dasharatha, he came to call Dasharatha to continue procedures for coronating Rama as the king. When Sumantra came, he saw this halat of Dasharatha. Then he said, what happened? To Mother Kaikeyi, he said, what happened? So she said, go and call Lord Rama here. So then immediately Lord Rama was called there, and Lord Rama came there, and Kaikeyi told to Lord Rama. Then Lord Rama, when he saw his father like this, he said, Mother, what has happened to my father? Why is he like this? So then, and he was trying to call his father. Kaikeyi said, your father will not speak. He cannot speak. So then, okay, Mother, you only tell me what has happened. So she said, because he has made two promises and now he doesn't want to keep those promises. So then Rama said, what are those two boons? What are those two promises? Please kindly will you tell me, Mother? I will try to fulfill those. So then she said, the first one, I want Bharata to be the king of Ayodhya.
And he said, what is the second, my mother? Second is, I want you to go to the forest for 14 years and wear bark trees, bark of the trees as your clothes. And I want you to eat only roots and fruits, and I want you to sleep on the grass. Oh, that's all? For this my father is crying. This is nothing. That's all you want from me? You could have told me first itself. Why did you trouble my father? Saw the response of Lord Rama.
One Mataji, this time Bharata
and his brother was in other... Yeah, Bharata is not there. That is why his mother told you. Listen to the story.
They have gone to
Kaikeya. To the place Kaikeya's where Kaikeya's ma, yeah. Kaikeya's father's place, Bharata and Shatrughna had gone for a few days. That is the time when all this happened. Good, you people reminded. So this shows you people are attentive. Thank you. So now Rama said, that's all. I could have easily gone. Why did you trouble my father? You saw the qualities of Lord Rama. If anyone was there in that place, what if you or me were in that place? What would have happened? Devastation. Isn't it? You would have killed Kaikeyi. Or I don't know what you would have done. But see how Lord Rama responded. That is the difference. And immediately, Lord Rama, he went and told to this one, to everyone, to Kaushalya. Kaushalya's heart was broken. She said, it is so difficult to be away from Lord Rama. Then when Lakshmana heard this, even I am coming with you. So then Lord Rama said, no, you stay here, you take care of our old parents. He said, no, Lakshmana could not stay without Lord Rama. The same way Bharat and Shatrughna, they both were always together. The same way Lord Rama, Lakshmana cannot stay. So then Rama said, Lakshmana said, I'll serve you very nicely. So then Rama said, okay, you come with me. And then Kaushalya said, even I am coming with you. Dasharatha said, even I am coming with you. So then, no. You people are old, you stay here only. And then Sita Devi. Just imagine, Sita just got married. She came to Ayodhya. And just imagine, tomorrow you have to go to the forest. But she readily, my lord, wherever you are, I will come with you. No problem. See, Sita Devi went with Lord Rama. So now, Sita Devi, Lord Rama and Lakshmana, they removed all their royal clothes and they wore very, very simple clothes. Very simple. They removed all the ornaments. And they very happily, they left Ayodhya. Happily in the sense, they didn't argue. Of course they were sad because they loved Ayodhya. They loved Dasharatha. They loved Kaushalya. They loved Kaikeyi. And they took blessings from everyone's lotus feet. They touched the feet of Dasharatha, they touched the feet of Kaikeyi, they touched the feet of Kaushalya, they touched the feet of Sumitra and took blessings from all the three mothers and their father. Always you should take blessings from your parents. Every day in the morning and night you should offer obeisances to your parents. See what good qualities you will develop. Every day in the morning, now see tomorrow it is a very auspicious day, Diwali. From tomorrow you start. Every day, morning and night, and offer full dandavat pranam to your parents. And see how good you become. Because Lord Rama used to do this every day. So he offered obeisances and the full of Ayodhya, all the citizens, they all had tears in their eyes. They didn't want Lord Rama to go away from there. They said, even we will come with you. They all, they came to very far. Actually, Lord Rama, Lakshmana and Sita Devi, they climbed in a chariot. So that they can be left far away from Ayodhya. Sumantra drove the chariot and all the people came walking with them because they didn't want to part from Lord Rama. But what happened? Like this, they went far away and while going, Lord Rama had tears in his eyes. Sita Devi had tears in her eyes. Not because we are going to go to the forest. Because we are getting separated from our loving parents. Loving citizens of Ayodhya. That is why. Not because, we are not going to get royal clothes, royal food. Not for that. Then they went to the forest. They started traveling. Then they reached Ganga. They reached different rivers. Then crossing different rivers, they reached Ganga. And near Ganga, there was this kingdom of... this comes in this song, no? Rama, whose arrival of his lotus feet entrance into the town, Sindhvipura. Sindhvipura, this place, it was ruled by a king called Guha. And this Guha, it comes from Priya Guha Vini Vedita Padaram. So, yeah, Takshalita, it's Takshalita. So, this Sindhvipura's king, Guha, he was a very good friend of Lord Rama. So, he told to Lord Rama, you please stay with me. You please stay here itself. This kingdom is yours. See, this is how you should surrender. Should I continue?
Yes. Yes.
Or you have some important business?
No.
Okay. So, he said that Guha said, you please take my kingdom. My kingdom is yours. Everything here belongs to you. You please rule here. So what? If you didn't get Ayodhya, Sindhvipur is there. Please rule here. Lord Rama said, no, my dear friend. I really appreciate your kindness. But this is a promise Dashratha has, my father has given, that I have to stay in the forest only. And Guha was so happy because the Lord came. He arranged for very opulent food. That is, he cooked a very nice, delicious prasadam, and he got all in front of Lord Rama. Lord Rama said, sorry my friend, I cannot take all these things. My mother has said, Kaikeyi has told me that I can eat only the roots and fruits, and besides, today I am fasting. So Lord Rama drank only one glass of water. And he said, but because you have made with so much love, I don't want it to go in by waste. Please give all this to the horses, because those horses, they belong to my father, and my father is the king of Ayodhya. So they are used to eating opulent food. Please give all this opulent food means rich food, rich items like gulab jamun, rasgullas and samosas and rich, items. Please give all this to the horses. So then Guha was feeling bad, and then night came. Guha arranged for a very nice bed for Lord Rama. Lord Rama said, my dear friend, I cannot sleep on this bed. I can sleep only on the grass. Do you remember? My mother has told me, asked my father, and my father has promised, I cannot sleep in this bed. Please arrange for me a grass bed. Then a bed of grass was arranged. Just grass, simple grass, nothing, no pillows, nothing. So Lord Rama, just imagine the supreme personality of Godhead, from whom everything comes. He was sleeping on the ground. And along with him, Sita Devi, the goddess of fortune, Mahalakshmi herself, she was also sleeping on the ground. And then Guha requested Lakshmanji, you also please sleep. Lakshmana said, no, I have not come to sleep. I have come here to serve Lord Rama and Sita. And you know what? All these 14 years, Lakshmana did not even sleep for 1 second. The full 14 years, he was, every second he was serving Rama and Sita. This was his devotion. Shri Lakshman ji ki
jai!
So let us pray at the lotus feet of Lakshmana ji. Let us at least get one drop of that service attitude which he has for the Lord, so that even we get that service for the Lord. Okay, with that love. Then, that night they slept, and early, should I continue?
Yes!
Okay, so in the morning, what Rama did is, he didn't want the villagers to wake up. Before they could wake up, he took Lakshmana and Sita Devi, and he quietly got up. They all were sleeping. They came walking, no? So they all were sleeping, because Rama didn't want them to go through all the trouble. So they all got up, and Lord Rama told Sumantra that now you please go back. Sumantra said, oh Lord, how can I go back without you? And all, no one, everyone will be seeing, in the chariot Lord Rama is not there. It's difficult for me to go without you. You please come. Lord Rama said, no, I cannot come. This is my promise. So then you please go and pass the message to Dashrath Maharaj. Sumantra had a very weak heart. He was feeling so bad. And then Lord Rama requested Guha that you tell me a place where I should go, so that it will be no one will come there. No, I don't want to be disturbed by anyone. So then he said to go to Bharadwaja, further Bharadwaja Muni's ashram. It comes, no? Bharadwaja Bini Shevanaram. Comes, no?
Yes.
In that, see, it comes. Yeah. No. Not this one. This one. Bharadwaja Mukanandakaram. That is another. Bharadwaja Bini Shevanaram. It will come further. But this is another.
This is Bharadwaja Mukha Nandakaram. Here, but he came to Bharadwaja Muni's ashram, and then Bharadwaja Muni said, I was waiting for you to come. And then Bharadwaja Muni told to Lord Rama, please you stay in this ashram, my disciples will serve you, no one will disturb you, you can always meditate. You know, Lord Rama, every day he used to also pray. He didn't sit quiet, oh, I am the Lord, you know, I will not take the names of the Lord. Lord Rama, he used to take his own names. He was taking the names of the Lord. He was always chanting the names of the Lord. Even Krishna, it comes in Krishna book, every day morning Krishna would get up at 3:30 in the morning. Lord Krishna himself, he would get up and he would chant the names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He would meditate on himself to show you that you should take the, how important it is to chant the names of the Lord. Actually, they need not do that. They are the Lord in themselves, isn't it? But still they would do. Why? To teach us. Because it's like this, no? The teacher does not do, the students will not do. No? The teacher is a thief, means even the students are a thief. Right? So like that it is. So this Bharadwaj Muni said, you please stay in my ashram. Lord Rama said, no, if I stay in your ashram, all the people of Ayodhya will keep on coming here and they will start staying here. I don't want that to happen. So you please tell me a place where I can go and build a small hut and stay there. So then Bharadwaj Muni said that 100 meters from here if you walk, now they are walking, no chariot. Lord Rama, Sita and Lakshmana, actually it is said when Rama and Sita would walk, in front Lakshmana would always run to remove all the thorns on the path. So that no thorn should hook, because they didn't, they should not prick their feet. So this thing, they went to, Bharadwaja Muni guided them that you go to a place called Chitrakoot. There it is very nice, you know, there are waterfalls, very nice waterfalls are there, then peacocks are there, and he described it very nicely. So then it said, na, Chitrakoota Adiniketanaram. So then they went to, after meeting Bharadwaja Muni, they went to Chitrakoot. So then he went to Chitrakoot, and then they built, Lakshmana built a very beautiful hut for Rama and Sita to reside there. So this is what happened here. Now, Sumantra, he was still waiting. He thought maybe, you know, Dashrata may come, I mean, Lord Rama may come back. So he was still waiting at the place of Guha. He had sent some of his servants secretly to see maybe if Lord Rama comes, maybe if Lord Rama comes. But actually, I forgot to tell one point. When Lord Rama, he told Sumantra to go back, no? Sumantra said, no, even I'll be with you all the time. So then Rama said, no, you go to Ayodhya, then only Kaikeyi will be confirmed. Mother Kaikeyi will be confirmed that I really went to the forest. Otherwise, she may think that I did not obey her promise. I mean, I didn't fulfill my father's promise. So that's it. This is how he had so much value for the promise he had given. So then Lord Rama came to Sumantra came back to Ayodhya, no? Everyone was looking at the chariot with lot of this thing, expectation that Lord Rama, maybe he has come back. But then everyone were feeling, and on that day onwards, everyone was very unhappy. No one cleaned their house, no one ate food properly. Everyone, it was total sadness in Ayodhya. And then Dasharatha said, he said, what did Rama tell you? Then Lord Rama told me to take care of you, because Sumantra knew that Dashrata will be waiting to get the news of Lord Rama. So he said, he told me to take care of you. So then Dashrata's heart was again broken. And Kaushalya came and shouted at her. Shouted means because of her this thing. She was missing Lord Rama. Normally the wives, they don't shout at their husband in those days. Now it is different. But Kaushalya, she came and told Dashrata, it's all because of you. You went to that Kaikeyi and because of you, now see Lord Rama and just see Sita. You know, just a tender arm she has. She is going to sleep on the ground. They had tears in their eyes when they heard this. Sleeping on the grass. So then Dashrata, he told this one. Kaushalya, that long ago when Dasharatha was very young king, now he is old, na, he has children, when he was very young, at that time he was very good at hunting. Just by hearing, he could distance, by hearing he would shoot an arrow and that arrow would go and hit that animal. So once like this, when he was going, he heard a voice of an elephant, so he shot the arrow, but he heard one sound.
Actually, it had hit one boy. And that
boy.
And the boy. And the boy's name was Shravan Kumar. It hit that boy. And that boy was suffering. Dashratha said, "My God, this is the voice of a human being. I thought it is an animal." So he went running there. And the boy was suffering with pain. He said, "Please remove this arrow from my heart. It is paining." So then Dashratha said, Dashratha didn't know what to do. That boy said, actually he gave a pot. He said, "Please give this water. My parents are blind." Actually, you know what, Shravan Kumar, in those days, there was this sort of, I don't know how we describe that. It is something like this. And you know, this, yeah, weight sort of, in both, because their parents were very old, they couldn't walk and they were blind. So he used to carry his parents everywhere. This was the love he had for his parents. He never back answered them. He always served them. He blessed their feet. He bought water for them. He washed. He gave them a bath. He did so many things. So he told that my parents are very thirsty. So I came to take water, but your arrow hit me. So can you please kindly go and give this water to my parents? And please remove this arrow. It's causing so much pain for me. And Dashratha was really... he didn't know what to do. Then he removed the arrow and Shravan Kumar immediately left his body. He died there itself. Then Dashratha was feeling so bad. What have I done? So he took the glass. Anyway, he had to give the water to those blind parents. So he went walking and those parents thought, "Oh, Shravan Kumar, you have come." They thought Shravan Kumar must have come. But then Dashratha was feeling more bad because they thought their son has come. So they felt more bad. Then Dashratha went and he gave water and he said, "What happened?" So then the father said, "Because you admit your mistake, so we don't tell you anything, but please take us to the place where our son is there." So then Dashratha took both of them to the place where the son was there. They touched the son and they embraced him. And you know, they had so much tears in their eyes. Now there is no one to take care of them. They both were blind. They were old. There was no one to take care of them. So they touched his body and all. And finally, they said, "Please arrange for his last rites." Dashratha arranged. Last rite means burn the body. So please arrange for that. Then Dashratha did all the required arrangements. And then what did the parents do? The father told to Dashratha, he cursed him, that the way I am feeling the pain, the separation from my son, because he is not, I mean, he separated from me, the same pain, the same separation, even you will have to experience. This was the curse that Brahman gave and that father of Shravan Kumar gave, and they both jumped into the fire and they both gave up their lives. So now Dashratha, after telling this, he told to his wife Kaushalya, this is because I did that, I am suffering now. Dashratha told this, and after some time Dashratha left his body. So Dashratha also died. He left his body. Now Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi, they were feeling full of Ayodhya. It was shock after shock after shock for them. First of all, Lord Rama went to the forest. Secondly, now Dashratha also expired. There was no one to take care of them. Who takes the care of the citizens? The king of the place. Now there is no one for them. So then, the news reached to Bharata. But the news in the sense, directly not the exact news. Only Bharata was summoned. Bharata was not told that Dashratha has expired. But Bharata in the morning, he could recognize. He saw bad dreams and you know, he could recognize, because they are great devotees, they could recognize something wrong has happened. So then Bharata, he was telling Shatrughna, something is wrong, something has happened. Then anyway, but they were coming back to Ayodhya. Then what happened after he came to Ayodhya? We'll see.